This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Guardians, getting ready now for the postseason. You have a game tonight against Cincinnati at 6:40, which even if they lose, they retain the vaunted Ohio Cup, because remember, it's not just up for grabs here. It has to be taken from them if they have it. They have it. They can't have it taken from them, so they retain the Ohio Cup. Very big deal. Very big deal for everybody. But the Guardians are getting ready for it. So this kind of takes... Real quick, does this kind of take some of the teeth out of the whole Astros series tune-up deal for all of us here?
Because honestly, it kind of feels like it does.
Owen brought that up last week. I'm like, oh, man, that's a big deal. It doesn't take any teeth out of
it
for you?
I mean, it could by the time we get there, because we have a game today, an off day. They don't start that series until Friday. The Yankees could put it out of reach by then as far as getting the one seed. I think the one seed's such a huge deal that you would – force the Yankees and Astros to play each other in the ALDS and essentially eliminate one of those, not have to play one of those. Those are the two. I know how well the Tigers have played the last month. The Tigers have put themselves into a position of respectability right now.
Oh, yeah. They've been fantastic.
But it's still in the AL. It is the Yankees and Astros. If you ask anybody else outside of Cleveland, it's going down to those two. So to make those two play each other in the ALDS would be huge, but you know, we've got a little while. We've got until that could be done before Friday. We could have no say in the deal. And then if you have no say in the deal, if it's just locked in the two seed, then yeah, maybe it changes a little bit of that series.
But. Yeah, I'm not very big on you're going to have to give some guys some time off there, but they're going to get plenty of time off. So it's like, well, you kind of got to go and get as much work in as you can, because you're gonna have time off, and batting practice is just not a real game, no matter what. I'm sure they'll simulate some things over the next week and things like that. But
Cobb's not on the mound at all this last week, so if he is back from his blisties,
got to keep them fingies in the pickle juice.
If he's done hand modeling or whatever he's doing, he's gonna have to throw some sort of simulated game.
I do think this is gonna be really tough for vote, and I wonder if there is a difference here on how Tito would have handled this end of the year. And what sucks is people are going to, if the Guardians just have a bad ALDS, which happens to the Dodgers that have done that. Dodgers have won over 100 games, and then guys got cold. Clayton Kershaw would have a bad outing. That's it. They're eliminated.
That was the whole thing at the beginning of his career.
And then everybody is going to draw a direct line to how they handle the last week of the season, which when you really think about it, is kind of silly. Same thing happened with the Browns. I mean, the Browns end up losing to Houston, and we got calls all week. Why didn't they take the last game of the season seriously? And it's like, because they didn't want guys getting injured.
Well, they didn't have any more guys that they could play. So it was.
They also didn't have a guaranteed bye. Like, they don't play again until October 5th, which is not this Saturday, the following Saturday. Right. You're going to get a full week off.
Yeah, it was, and to that level, again, it was understandable. Again, I wonder if had C.J. Stroud had not been out for that game in December, what would that have done for the rest of the season? Like, would you? Because to see him on the field, I think that might have changed the way that they get ready for Houston in the playoffs.
But you know, forever there will totally be Browns fans that say, had we have played our guys in week 18, right, that we would have won. We would have won the playoff game.
You're right.
And you can't prove them wrong.
You're right.
So it's just a debate that hangs out there forever. And that's the same thing that happens in baseball every year for the teams that have the bye week now.
Yep. Coming up at 7:45, 2-second trivia. Speaking of the Browns, by the way, I don't know what he does here. Because I asked you this question. You're like, well, what does he do? I can't blame him for something. I don't know if he does anything. And it's not DiPodesta. I always have done it with DiPodesta. Like, I don't know what you do here. It seems that you get credit for the things that go well. And then when things don't go well, you're totally absolved of any responsibility. It's an amazing job that the guy has. But I wonder, what exactly does Ken Dorsey hear? And if we did find out, do we have a Ken Dorsey problem? Do we think we have a Ken Dorsey problem anyway? Not to blame Ken Dorsey or anything, but trying to put him in this mix and figuring out an offense versus another offense, what type of offense to have for Deshaun Watson here. Like, you got to admit through the first 3 weeks of the season, it's been scattershot. And I'm thinking, are they going to just go ahead and try to force this the entire year of whatever Ken Dorsey brings to the table here? Because I can't even look at Buffalo and say, well, Buffalo, look at their offense. Look how streamlined it is. I know a lot of people have, but I'm going, well, I got a quarterback that isn't as good as Josh Allen, and he's got his own set of problems there, and I got to get something figured out here. But maybe the best way to do it is to go back to old-style Kevin Stefanski protectionist offense for quarterbacks. I'm still not sure exactly what they want to do. Like, it's if they're trying to prove to themselves and everybody that he still has 2020 in there, and I'm thinking, that's gone. We need to be practical and move on with this and protect him so we can go out and win some football games.
I got to say, through 3 weeks, I don't know what offense is optimal for this quarterback. And that's not even, I'm not even saying like he's been the worst. I've seen all the numbers. Everybody around the league is saying you've got the worst quarterback in the NFL. I've seen him do good things. I've seen him do more than capable things. He has not been good. I mean, he's a below average quarterback without a doubt. I don't think he's the worst, even though there's a bunch of numbers that represent that. In fact, there are numbers out there that came out that said his play with the Browns over 3 years has been the worst statistically of any quarterback the Browns have had since 99.
I don't even want to play.
Which is incredible.
All jokes.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Aside, guys, like, Lyme and I had a very serious discussion before the show. Like, there's just a bunch of audio we don't even want to play.
Yeah.
It's all down.
Everybody is telling you that your team stinks as long as he's the quarterback.
Yeah.
I still am holding out a glimmer of hope. I am, believe it or not. But I don't know what offense, when you are looking at that 4th-and-1 play and they run that pick, and what is it, Akins, who's wide open, and you got Dan Orlovsky saying this is a high school read. That's a high school read every quarterback has to make. Well, Deshaun Watson, who's a veteran in this league, who's been really good in this league in the past, is not making that read. Guys, if you are not right in the head and you are not processing and you are not able to see the field, then it doesn't matter what offense you run. It doesn't matter if it's a Ken Dorsey, if it's an Alex Van Pelt, if it's a Kevin Stefanski, if it's a Kyle Shanahan, if it's a McVay, if it is O'Connell. It doesn't matter. You go up and down the list. It doesn't matter. If he can't make high school reads, he can't play quarterback. And I'm holding out hope that the game slows down for him and that they finally are able to tap into the things he does best. But if you can't do those things, it's not going to matter. I hate to say it.
216-474-0092. So that's why I'm wondering, like, did they bring him in to make it easier, and are they making it more difficult over this entire offseason? Because like, he hasn't got a chance to throw before the games actually start. Like, yeah, I know he threw in practice smackness. I don't care. He didn't get a chance to actually get out there. And you can tell, I mean, when Kevin Stefanski said before the Seattle game, and I'm bringing up old stuff here, but when Kevin Stefanski said the Monday of the joint practices against Minnesota that Deshaun Watson was going to play against Seattle, I think he felt it was extremely important to get him some time within this offense, because here we are 3 games in, and it's been really bad, okay, not so great. Those are the 3 performances that we've had out of this offense. not so bad, like okay is the best we've done. And we still haven't got to 20 points in a football game. 216-474-0092. Larry and Elyria, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, Kenny Anthony? Let me make it clear here, Larry.
I'm not blaming Ken Dorsey. I can't. I don't know what he does. It's just right. The entire philosophy of, are we trying right. to do too much with a guy who right. might not be able to handle it? An offense that might not be able to handle it. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, there's a name I was going to mention, but Anthony mentioned about, it doesn't matter who it is. And he's kind of right, I guess, not playing, not ready, preseason, you know what I mean? But the team, Tim Kelly, I mean, he's familiar with him back in the – was it 19, I think, back in Texas there. He did a pretty good job there, too, with Deshaun. But like you mentioned, too, I don't feel it made a difference or not, but what was your observation with Kelly being here instead of Ken Dorsey?
With who being here instead of Ken Dorsey?
Tim Kelly. He was the OC there with Deshaun.
Okay.
You're talking about the Houston days.
Yeah.
Would that make a difference, you think, you guys, or it might not?
I hear all the time about how it was Bill O'Brien's offense, that he was the architect of the offense then, Larry. Like, I've heard credit and blame depending on which way the wind's blowing with Deshaun Watson. Like, when they were 4-12, it was all Bill O'Brien's fault. And then lately, again, more audio of people that they don't want to hear because it's all Donner stuff. It's like, you know how bad that he had to tear down that offense for Deshaun Watson. Going, now all of a sudden this is getting brought up 4 years later? Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you're right, though. Because what happened was the problem they had there back in Texas, Kenny, O'Brien, when he traded, what was it, the receiver, DeAndre.
DeAndre Hopkins, yeah.
Yeah, he got rid of him. And all of a sudden he had a great year when he went in there. That he saw his job being, basically, he didn't really get fired, O'Brien, that is. He took the play calling away from Kelly, but once he was gone and Kelly took over, that's when he did a heck of a job. Let me tell you, Larry,
thank you very much for the call, because the call's breaking up a little bit. We keep trying to make, and I know we're looking for anything we can to get this thing going. There's not much I can take anymore from them days. I mean, that's 4 years ago. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. And I'll say, because I wanted him so badly, what I underestimated was the time away from football. I thought he'd be able to pick it up again like a bicycle. I did. And that was idiotic, because it was going to take a lot more time. And then you add in the injury last year, and it just made things so much more difficult. And then you add this year's preseason and training camp where he did nothing. I'm sorry. I know people want to debate me, but now it's pretty clear, and people are being honest with it. Diana Russini was there for a couple of days, and she's like, they look terrible. And people didn't want to hear that at the time.
I did not want to hear it.
And then other people that came in. I know people here locally aren't just going to tell you it's bad every day. You know, we want to have some fun talking about the Browns, but the reality was it wasn't that good. And the hard thing about all this is Deshaun wants to be out of the shotgun the entire game. Guys, without Nick Chubb and without prime Nick Chubb, they can't run the ball out of the shotgun. So you got no running game. And without Njoku right now, do you have game-breaking wide receivers?
Well, in you,
Amari Cooper, I love him.
His game-breaking? His guys who can get open?
His big plays are going to be from 10 to 15 yards. Jerry Jeudy's big plays are going to be from 5 to 10 yards. You do not have guys capable of taking over like Malik Nabers. And so you're relying solely on the passing game. You don't have offensive linemen right now because of the injuries. You don't have a running game. And Watson can't process. Guys, there's no offense that works with.
Well, usually because you have to draft those guys because they're not up for trades. And usually when they're up for trades or they talk about being up for trades, they carry it on for a few months until they finally get signed. See Brandon Ayuk, probably see Jamar Chase and everybody else.